Welcome to meditation today. The focus for our meditation is spiritual longing. I wanted to read something to you from Elizabeth Lesser. She says, "To give voice to our spiritual longing is to reveal a side of ourselves that we have become skilled at hiding. We may be ashamed to admit that we feel a kind of helplessness, a need for something that we cannot even describe. We may have grown up thinking that we should always be smart or happy or strong, consistently able to deal with life. Therefore, revealing our mysterious longings is unsettling. We don't want to be seen stumbling around in the wilderness of our own ignorance and meagerness." Opening up the secret of our human nature, revealing to ourselves and to each other our deep and soulful longings, our fear and sadness, our joy and wonder, is the critical step on the spiritual path. So today in meditation, let yourself feel the depth of your own longing. Many times, situations in life trigger that longing, and we don't recognize it because we react or we get angry instead of letting ourselves feel the hurt, the pain, which will lead us to that longing. And that longing draws the love to us like a moth to the flame.
Those cutting words you said were the
trusting and let whatever feelings are there take you deeper into that place of longing, and trust the intensity of your longing. Trust the journey that it's taking you on inside yourself.
I'm sorry for the things I'm till nothing else remains except the fire.
Many times when you hit a depth of longing, that's when a real experience of prayer starts to happen. And sometimes the depth of longing can be scary, but you can always pray when you feel the longing and call some kind of spiritual help to you. Let the pain turn to longing, and let the longing turn to love. And trust, if you have a feeling or a sense of a longing for home, trust that. It's a natural feeling of the soul to long for home. You may want to take some deep breaths as you start to calm. And the calming is an important part of the meditation, because no matter how deep you go, no matter how many feelings you face, you can always know that you can come back to a calm place, where you can go into your life from.